today, Raider Nation, we celebrate one of the greatest players of all time, the great Tim Brown.
I really want to take a couple minutes and thank the greatest fans in the history of sports. And that is Raider Nation. Thank you very much. I love you guys. God bless you. And Raiders! Raiders!
Well, Jack, here we are, week 14. It's a tough league. It's a tough game last week. Going back to that, I mean, you can control most of the game, but the beauty of the NFL is you never quite know what the outcome's going to be. And if you can't finish, then that's the result, a loss. Just take us back to last week and riding the highs. You said this week, you get what you earn in this league. So expand on that statement a little bit.
Well, you get what you earn. At the end of the day, woulda, coulda, and shoulda don't get it done. So we had a great opportunity. We were playing well. We had the lead in the ball, and it got away from us. And it was really a matter of trying to do too much, and I think that's a common theme for us this year. As a younger team, trying to learn what it looks like to win and win consistently, I think trying to do too much is played a part.
And I think you see that with your signal caller. We are very quick to praise Derek Carr for the progression that we've seen this season, because he has grown and he is that quarterback that the Raiders hoped he would be. But then we also look at the fourth quarter from last week. And what do you tell Derek Carr? What are the coaches saying to Derek Carr at this point when it comes to closing out and finishing and making the right decision?
Obviously, you can't do that, right? So what I tell Derek is, I believe in you. I think you're a great young talent. We're going to have a lot of wins, a lot of production here, a lot of fun here. And so you have to be able to put it behind you. You have to learn a lesson and then put it behind you. But if you go back and look at the Brett Favres and the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Brady's and look at their first couple of years and look at Derek Carr's first couple of years, the guy's sensational. It's going to be a bright future for him.
When you look at your playoff hopes last week, taking a hit, still alive, though, what's the message right now to the team?
We want to go be really physical against the Broncos and win this game. And continue to look at it like that. We have a chance, so we're not giving up on anything. And regardless, we're intent on finishing this season strong, making a statement within our division. We have three division games to finish this season, and we're excited to go out and get after them a little bit.
Well, you guys made a statement this week off the field in a couple signings. Let's start with Olawale. You extended him 3 years. Just talk about what he brings to this team and what you're looking forward to.
Jermaine has been great. He's been a young man that has really kind of grown on us in terms of he just does everything. You know, he's a blocker. He's a runner. He can catch the ball. He's good on special teams. He's really been a solid contributor for us and a good solid signing for us going forward.
A solid signing during the offseason is bringing in Crabtree. He is fit right in. So this was a no-brainer for me. But you look at Crabtree and what the future holds for your offense.
Yeah, really excited. Derek said thank you.
I'm sure he did.
He loves having the weapons, obviously. Michael has come in and been a great teammate from day one. Came in with a lot of discussion about, you know, whether or not he was ready to continue to be a great pro. He's been exceptional. So we're really excited to get him extended and part of our future plans.
Yeah, he has fit in and he has silenced the naysayers. Let's look at your defense from Sunday, because there were definitely some bright spots there. What do you take away from that loss when your defense played well?
Yeah, we played well in spurts. We played well in the middle of the game. We didn't start well. You know, after our offense goes down and scores, to give up that touchdown for them to come back and get that takes some of that. I mean, our fans were so fired up, they just wanted to explode, and that kind of was a little bit of a buzzkill there, kind of killed that momentum. So we can do things like that better. But overall, you have to look at, you know, Khalil Mack and Mario Edwards and the impact these guys are having. And in fact, they're going to be cornerstones here for a long time.
Just looking back, 2008 was the last time you were on an opposing sideline. What are the emotions for you when you go back to Mile High?
For me, we're going in there much like I did or we did when we were in Jacksonville. You know, altitude is the big question. So we hydrate. We go in late Saturday, we hydrate, and then we go in there and get after them. And it's a place that they'll be as loud as we let them be.
So I like this. No sentimental thoughts for Jack Del Rio right now. This is all about the game ahead. You're not thinking about the past. You're thinking of this week and getting it done.
That's all I'm thinking about. Really, we just want to play. We want to finish with our best 60 minutes of football over these next 4 weeks.
All right, Jack, thank you. Travel safe. Up next, we mentioned him, a rising star in Khalil Mack, will join us here on the Silver and Black Show.
Man, Derek, man, all it takes is a look. All it takes is a look. And and I tell them straight, I love you. You know what I'm saying? And so whether it's good or bad, we always together.